It's time for Musician's Corner here on the Sunday Jazz Brunch, where the artist talks directly to you about the song you're about to hear. And in this edition of Musician's Corner, we have a tribute to alto saxophonist Phil Woods from his friend and oftentimes bandmate, Rhode Island's own Greg Abate. Both saxophonists are known for their bebop credentials. Phil Woods died of emphysema in 2015. We'll hear both saxophonists playing Moonlight in Vermont from a CD recorded live called Kindred Spirits. And here's Greg Abate to introduce a tribute song he wrote, Farewell Phil Woods.
Yes, Phil Woods was a great inspiration to me as well as a lot of other saxophone players. We did two recordings together, Greg Abate featuring Phil Woods, and then we did Kindred Spirits, Greg Abate and Phil Woods, live at Chan's, and it's been a wonderful music experience to play with my mentor or the person I looked up to on alto saxophone. He was a great inspiration, and having been able to play with him on gigs was very special because I was there playing side by side with him, and I learned a lot, you know, and I enjoyed it also because he enjoyed it, and I felt really honored that he liked playing with me. We did two recordings, and I wrote that tune, Farewell Phil Woods, after his passing, and it was a sentimental tune for me. I composed it the way it was, as it turned out, as a ballad and a bossa nova combined, but it was recorded on two different recordings, and the one you have is one sample of it, and it's just very sentimental. As you can hear it, it's meant to honor him in his music and personal life with respect, and that's how I felt when I wrote the tune. Very sad that he had passed away. We were just getting into doing a lot of different musical projects. Of course, not being selfish in that respect, but I just felt so bad that he got ill and passed away so soon.
So I'd like to have, I want to just listen to for a minute to Greg Abate play a wonderful ballad. Thank you.
We're gonna do this ballad on the first set, but Phil wanted to take a break. But we're gonna do "Moonlight in Vermont."
This is a true story. When I was 14 years old, and I've been playing the saxophone for a couple of years, and I heard this song "Moonlight in Vermont." So in my room, in bright silver, I did a musical staff, all curly cue and stuff. And I put the last four bars of "Moonlight in Vermont" up there. Da 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 da. And my father said, "What is that?" And I sang it to him, and he said, "Oh, that's not bad." True story. True story.
All right, let's try to play this song.
Mm-hmm.